Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Barbara Dart, a principal consultant for the Family Business Consulting Group and the co-author of Own It, How to Develop a Family Enterprise Owner's Mindset at Every Age. And Barbara, thanks for joining us here today.
Glad to be here.
And we certainly do appreciate your time. Thanks for coming out. So tell us, for starters, why is family ownership often an overlooked role?
Thank you. So, you know, a lot of times family members inherit their ownership, but often when you grow into a business, you start as the manager and the ownership is implied and not that important. It's the long-term view, and what you're interested in as an entrepreneur starts a business is survival and making it go. And that's day-to-day operations. So the ownership role, while you're making those decisions, there are a set of specific decisions that go with that role. They're all embedded in your day-to-day work as a manager. And as the business grows, I mean, I've got lots of client families who turn around and they're at $100 million in sales. And they're like, gosh, you know, we never expected to get here. And then the complexity sets in with family roles in a family business, with managers who don't own or who aren't family, perhaps owners who've retired and simply now hold the owner role, not the manager role anymore. And you have a lot of complexity that grew with the system, but you just hadn't seen it. And so defining what ownership is, the decisions that ownership gets to make, the choices they have, the voice they have, where owners get to influence things, but maybe don't make the final call, is really critical, but again, often overlooked. And then, you know, ownership sets the rudder for the business. They kind of just should be the ones that decide how much risk do we take on? How fast are we growing? Where is this business headed? And without tapping into that clarity within that role, then we get a lot of confusion and we either create too much authority in the ownership role, and that's, we end up with a bit of a dictatorship, or we end up with an enterprise adrift because the owners aren't attending to those big picture parts of their role.
Certainly some interesting feedback, and again, really good to have you on to cover this as well. Why is the preparation of family business owners so important? Get into that a little bit.
You know, as I said, I think that role of ownership, you know, is often first inherited. So if you did not put money on the line, take the risk, go through the adversity to build a business, you know, two things can happen. One is you might be entitled and not understand all the challenges that it took to build it and just believe that this enterprise is meant to serve you. The other challenge I see with inheritance that I think often happens in our family enterprises is you inherit the role, you know you didn't grow it, and you don't know how to earn that role of an owner. You look at your parents, aunts, uncles, see how much they've sacrificed. A lot of times those folks are kind of icons in the community, very well respected in kind of the faith community, the local community, much, you know, much less the business in which they operate. They've clearly had a lot of success in all facets of their life. And those next gens who've been gifted ownership say, who am I to make this call? Who am I? You know, I mean, they'll make the calls. They're much better at this than I am. I'll just wait for them to make it. And we all know that that doesn't work, as you end up with a, you know, losing a senior generation. Or I think the other thing that happens a lot in family business is it's not just one next gen, it's a team. So teaching folks what ownership is and how you effectively attend to both those responsibilities and earn the rewards of ownership individually, that's critical. But then it's also important to think about how a team of maybe cousins or perhaps siblings do that together, when often their example ahead of them is a much smaller decision-making group.
Once again, we're speaking with Barbara Dart, a principal consultant for the Family Business Consulting Group and also co-author of Own It, How to Develop a Family Enterprise Owner's Mindset at Every Age, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Barbara, who is actually responsible for preparing family business owners?
Yeah, so the the kind of underlying framework we use when thinking about family businesses is that there are always three systems at play. There's a family system, there's an owner system, and there's a business system or the management group. And as I've described, often the management and ownership groups are overlapping for a long time. But as those three systems separate, that creates some of that complexity. So, for example, you might have a dad who leads the family. He's a partner with his brother. They are kind of CEO and CFO, perhaps, in the business. So they're leading the families. They're leading the owner group because they're partners. And they are leading the business. And all that authority is concentrated in one place. We try and clarify, as I've already described with ownership, that, you know, here are the decisions those two are making in the ownership circle, and here's the management decisions they make. And then as we think about that family circle, we also try and clarify what's the role and influence of the family. And that's, among other things, what makes Family Enterprise unique. It's really the family's job to say, here's how this business makes our family better. You know, family business creates relationship risk by owning and managing together. By definition, you put relationships in risk and there's tension. And so it's really incumbent upon the family, and sometimes it's a family owner group, but to really delve into that. How do we believe this business makes us better? And what, not just the financial, but what other returns, like belonging and, you know, feeling like we can support our community? What are the ways that we get reward for that risk we're taking on? And that's why it's also the family's job, really, to educate these owners. So in some ways, we try and clarify those boundaries between the three systems. This is one of those spots where we say, we need to muddle that a little. The owners need to, you know, they grow up in these families, and it's the family's responsibility to set up a vision of what an effective owner is, or what the owner's mindset is for their business, and then grow next-gen owners to fulfill that role.
Really some good information here today on the topic. And here's a big question for you. Looking forward to hearing how you respond to this. How early can one begin preparing owners?
We really believe in the way the book is laid out is, you know, we've got a chapter at the beginning that really covers, you know, why is ownership an important role and what is it? Multiple ways you can fulfill the owner role effectively in a family business. And then we lay the middle six chapters out by age, and we start from 0 to 12. And I, you know, really believe that as soon as you have a toddler that says mine about a toy, then they've got an idea of ownership, and it's you have an opportunity to start teaching about being a steward for that and thinking about, when do we replace it if it's broken? How do we ask next gens or children to take care of those toys or, you know, treasured objects? It's a great exercise to go through with a family. Like, what's the first thing that you really felt like you earned and then owned, and the stories folks tell about the kind of journey they went on, and, you know, how do you evoke that ownership feeling, and how does that apply then to your family business experience, even, again, if you did not build it up from nothing? So start early. And then the other challenge is, it's never done. I mean, we think that there are always things to learn about being a great owner. And our last chapter in the book then is to 100 plus. And so the ownership journey is, it's always occurring. There's always new things you can learn about being a great family enterprise owner.
Well, Barbara, we certainly want to thank you for joining us here today on the program. And of course, you are the co-author, as we have mentioned earlier, Own It: How to Develop a Family Enterprise Owner's Mindset at Every Age. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a tip, anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Yeah, I think, again, a little paradoxically, family is the responsible party for growing great owners. Sometimes family meetings feel a little uncomfortable. It's a formality imposed on a system that we expect to be pretty inclusive and equal. But I think if you are in any kind of a business where it's even a possibility, even if you don't know, it's okay that you don't know that next gens will be owners. Think about having a family meeting and just talking, telling stories about the hardships you've had and the wins in your enterprise as an entrepreneur, and why it's important to you, what are the values that drive you. I think those kinds of stories and experiences are really what build the fabric and pride in the next gen. And again, doesn't mean they have to come as owners, but if the time came and we wanted them to return, they really have a sense of the history and legacy of the business by starting that early.
Yeah, preparation is so important. Beginning earlier is even more important. Barbara, really appreciate your input, insight shared here today. And if listeners wanted to get more information online or to pick up your book, Own It, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, so the firm's website is thefvcg.com. We are the Family Business Consulting Group. And there are hundreds of great articles and webinars there. And the book's available on Amazon.
And that sounds easy enough. And of course, we'll include that link and other links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast. Barbara, all the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Barbara Dart, a principal consultant for the Family Business Consulting Group and co-author of Own It, How to Develop a Family Enterprise Owner's Mindset at Every Age. And again, the website of reference is thefbcg.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.